Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this hump day. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music More Artist of the Week, Teddy Swims. And in today's entertainment spotlight, it really is news you can use. Yesterday, I was rejoined on Conversations Lab, the radio show, by tech expert Jennifer Jolly. We discussed some great ideas for back to school for the kids, and even if the whole family can use, you don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In national news, COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. are on the rise again, but not like before, says the Associated Press. COVID-19 hospital admissions have inched upward in the United States since early July in a small-scale echo of the three previous summers. With an updated vaccine still months away, this summer bump in new hospitalizations might be concerning, but the number of patients is far lower than before. The Associated Press gives details. For the week ending July 29th, COVID-19 hospital admissions were at 9,056. That's an increase of about 12% from the previous week. But it's a far cry from past peaks, like the 44,000 weekly hospital admissions in early January, the nearly 45,000 in late July 2022, or the 150,000 admissions during the Omicron surge of January 2022. It is likely that infections are rising too, but the data is scant, says the Associated Press. Federal authorities ended the public health emergency in May of this year, so the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and many states no longer track the number of positive test results. Since early June, about 500 to 600 people have died each week of COVID still. The number of deaths appears to be stable this summer, although past increases in deaths have lagged behind hospitalizations. The amount of the COVID-19 virus in sewage water has been rising since late June across the nation. In the coming weeks, health officials say they'll keep a close eye on wastewater levels as people return from summer travel and students go back to school. Higher levels of COVID-19 and wastewater concentrations are being found in the Northeast and South, and while one version of Omicron is appearing more frequently, no particular variant of the virus is dominant. The variant has been dubbed Iris, but it's an unofficial nickname and scientists aren't using it. In more national news, the FAA asked the FBI to consider criminal charges against 22 more unruly airline passengers. U.S. officials said Tuesday they have referred 22 more cases involving unruly passengers on airline flights to the FBI for possible criminal charges. The allegations include sexually assaulting female passengers, attacking flight attendants, trying to break into the cockpit, making terrorist threats, and smoking in airplane lavatories. The Federal Aviation Administration said the incidents happened as far back as late 2021 and as recently as April of this year. The FAA can seek fines of up to $37,000 against unruly passengers, but it lacks authority to file criminal charges. That is why the agency refers some cases to the FBI. Reports of passengers acting up on flights peaked in 2021, with many of the roughly 6,000 incidents involving anger over a since-dropped mask requirement. The number dropped under 2,500 last year and under 1,200 so far this year. In more national news, storm-damaged eastern U.S. communities cleared down trees and raced to restore power. Communities across the eastern United States are clearing away downed trees and power lines after Tuesday after severe storms killed at least 2 people, damaged houses, cut electricity to more than 1 million homes and businesses, and canceled or delayed thousands of flights. Forecasters received more than 900 reports of wind damage from Monday's storms. Nearly 300 of those reports came from North Carolina and South Carolina, according to the Storm Prediction Center. A spokesperson from Maryland's largest power utility called the destruction catastrophic. The storm spawned tornado watches and warnings in 10 states from Tennessee to New York, with more than 29 million people under tornado watch on Monday afternoon. More than 1 million customers were without power Monday evening across Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Virginia, according to PowerOutage.us. In business news, Wall Street dropped with markets worldwide on worries about banks and the economy. Stocks were tumbling Tuesday as worries about the banking system and the global economy forced more caution into financial markets worldwide. The S&P 500 was 0.8% lower in afternoon trading on Tuesday and on track for its fifth loss in the last 6 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 262 points, and the Nasdaq Composite was 1.1% lower. In the U.S., bank stocks helped lead the market lower after Moody's cut the credit ratings for 10 smaller and mid-sized ones. It cited a list of concerns about their financial strength and from the effects of higher interest rates to the work-from-home trend that leaves office buildings scant. And finally, in entertainment news, singer Ciara expecting her fourth child. The Grammy-winning performer Ciara is expecting her fourth child, her third with husband and Denver Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson. A representative for the singer confirmed to the Associated Press. She wrote in the caption, "You look at me like that again. We make another kid. You my heart, I'm your rib." The clip is soundtracked by How We Roll, her 2023 collaboration with Chris Brown. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. As you go throughout the day, remind yourself that your value is not defined by your appearance or material worth, but by the contribution you offer that enriches the world and those around you. Recognize the importance of bringing your personal best to everything you do, and no one will be able to doubt the riches you have to share. Have an amazing hump day. Teddy Swims is our artist of the week this week. Here's his new single, Lose Control, right here on Conversations Daily News.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
be a part of my conversation coming up with tech expert Jennifer Jolly in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your news you can use. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, with some great ideas for back to school for the kids. It's a bit of a conversation.
Jennifer, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, it is absolutely my pleasure. I cannot believe that we're already back in school. That is crazy. Where did the summer go? Right? I know.
It is crazy. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, there is that excitement. I'm seeing the pictures, Jennifer, I'm sure you're seeing on your social media of, you know, some of the kids, of course, going getting ready for their senior year, some starting school for the first time. And you're going to help us with all of this, I hope. So for our audience out there, Jennifer, who's wondering, okay, where do I start? What do you normally recommend?
Well, let's start with that one do-everything device. Something like Samsung's flagship Galaxy S23 Ultra smartphone. It is chock full of premium technology to enhance productivity, collaboration, creativity, perfect not only for older students like college age, but for professors, teachers, administrators, and of course, us parents too. We all appreciate that S Pen. You can use that to take notes, to write and draw right on the screen. It has a longer battery life, powerful processor, and really, truly amazing camera capabilities to catch all those first day, second week, all those great back-to-school shots.
Love that. Love that. And it's a great way for us to stay connected. As I mentioned, a lot of parents are experiencing their kids going off to school for the first time, Jennifer. A lot of angst can come with that. But what are some ideas when it comes to those younger kids?
I absolutely love, I'm enamored with, the Story Pod. It is a screen-free, interactive, educational audio player. No screen, which I love, but it can really help younger kids learn and play. You put an object on top. It works with books. It works with tokens, these cute little tokens, or my favorite, these cute little yarn characters.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're about to get on tomorrow's more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, music from my artist of the week, Teddy Swims, and of course, the entertainment, Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today, so let's go make today amazing. Take care.